why Muri Zimbabwe Linali Chwana Janim Takasa Moshe Muri Zimbabwe to everybody tuning in right now. Welcome Muri Zimbabwe to Live Talk The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muri Zimbabwe, this program is brought to you by Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday, May 10, 2022. Takasa Moshe Zimbabwe Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Kobe. Once again, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Welcome to Live Talk The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, nasi mchongwa choli chowe chibiki, namhlanje kuhlelo tonight on Live Talk The Connection. We're going to be focusing on the challenges faced by Zimbabwean youth, which led to a campaign that started yesterday, which was a stay away campaign, shut down Zimbabwe, which was instigated by youth-led organizations such as the Zimbabwe National Students Union, who are currently protesting what they're calling extreme fees hikes. They're saying that the fees hikes that were introduced in Zimbabwe's higher tertiary institutions is extremely high and is unaffordable for a lot of students. So they're currently protesting that, but they're also calling for better living standards and better education standards in the higher tertiary institutions in Zimbabwe. But now that group there is also joined by other civic organizations or civic society groups, such as the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe and other nurses organizations who both are calling for better salaries. They're currently saying that the salaries that they're receiving from government are below living wages. What we're going to be delving into Muri Zimbabwe namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo phano panavenue ya Studio 7. Now, unfortunately, Muri Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What that means is you, our loyal listeners, will not be able to call in live as per usual. However, we're still streaming this program on our three Facebook pages as we speak, Muri Zimbabwe. So as we speak, we're broadcasting on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebeleganye, VOA Studio 7. So as I mentioned, week in, week out, phano panavenue ya Studio 7, lapha please write your comments in the comment section so we can see your feedback, and also share the program with your friends so that we can watch the program in our numbers. Now, for all those who are YouTube fanatics, as we speak, Muri Zimbabwe, we're not only broadcasting on Facebook, we're also available on YouTube. Our official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. So if you're a YouTube fanatic, go ahead and visit our YouTube page where you'll be able to watch this program and more. But now we're also available as we speak, Muri Zimbabwe, on our three web pages, that being www.voa.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, then you'll have www.voashana.com. So Muri Zimbabwe, Takasa Moshe, kindly share the program with your networks. And also, like, do not forget to press the like button, Muri Zimbabwe, so that we get to see what's ngempela, sisonke like so. Studio 7, Muri Zimbabwe. And last but not least, do not forget to write your comments in the comment section so that we get to see what's sisonke kwanapa emsakazweni Studio 7, Chirichose, Pano Panefenure Studio 7. Now, usually, Muri Zimbabwe, we like to start off our program with the latest COVID-19 statistics. But unfortunately, by the time we recorded this program, the latest COVID-19 stats were yet to be released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. So without wasting time, let us delve into tonight's discussion, Shut Down Zimbabwe. Now, as mentioned earlier on, Muri Zimbabwe, Zimbabwean students in tertiary institutions have taken it upon themselves to protest a drastic increase in fees. Now, their solution, stay at home. Very simple. For them, they're saying, aywa, stay at home within the higher tertiary institutions. Now, what they are currently calling for is they're calling for a reduction in fees in Zimbabwe. So hashtag fees must fall. That's one of their campaigns that they're running with. But they're also calling for better living standards and education standards. This protest action was joined by teachers organizations such as the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. And of course, as I mentioned earlier on, nurses organizations who both have expressed displeasure in their salaries. So all of them are joining this campaign, expressing displeasure in their salaries, but also other organizations have joined because they're highlighting displeasure in how things are in the country. Somebody in Zimbabwe, you heard the hashtag shutdown Zimbabwe. That is the campaign that we're talking about. Nasi, apachirongwa chedu chechidiki. Now earlier on, Panopa de Figueres Studio 7 in Zimbabwe this weekend, I reached out to the president of the Zimbabwe National Students Union of Zimbabwe. That was on Sunday, Mr. Benon Ngube, ahead of the shutdown Zimbabwe campaign to hear why they're pushing for this action. So he's going to join us via Skype, and we're going to talk a little more about that. But before we head over to our conversation with Benon Ngube Mure Zimbabwe, let's head over to a short clip that we have of students who are making their demands. The clip we're about to watch is courtesy of the Zimbabwe National Students Union of Zimbabwe.
Fees hikes every 2 weeks. Data is expensive, even though the data is needed for educational purposes. Tertiary education has now turned into a privilege. It's generally for the elites right now. This is so sad. What will happen to the girl child? Not educating the girl child, not empowering the girl child through education.
The Ghanaian sons and daughters of Israel, they dropped out of school and joined the liberation struggle to exonerate the country from the colonial rule. They fought for justice, freedom, and ownership. And what we're witnessing today is the betrayal of the gains of the liberation struggle by the government, who has forgotten its sacrosanct mandate to ensure that academic freedom and students' rights in Zimbabwe are upheld. As a result, they continue to impose exorbitant fees to a society which is facing economic crackdown due to illicit financial flows, corruption, and of course, political instability. Remember in 2019, they were given 69 billion for curriculum development. They failed to account. In 2020, they were given money to purchase 2,394 laptops for lecturers at polytechnics and teachers' colleges. They failed to account due to corruption. As a result, there's no development in our institutions, no infrastructural development, no equipment and labs. Lecturers are dropping every day because of poor salaries. But students are paying exorbitant amenities. As a recommendation, I would like to recommend the government of Zimbabwe to make sure through its legislative methods that each and every bona fide student of Zimbabwe must access education regardless of full payment of fees or not, must be allowed to write his or her examinations, and must be allowed to register. The government of Zimbabwe must channel the 2% tax that was introduced by Mtlengelwa to fund the education system. They must allow, they must give students loans and restore the grants initiative for those who cannot afford fees. The government of Zimbabwe must channel at least 15% of the foreign direct investment, especially on minerals. It must be channeled to fund education. The government of Zimbabwe must make sure that they revise the Procurement Act, because according to the budgeting system in colleges, much of the funds they are channeled to the procurement department, and yet there is no traceable development in whatsoever in terms of their mandate. What we can trace are the footprints of corruption. For the purposes of transparency and accountability, there must be a revised Procurement Act, and there must be a consolidated education act that actually cape for anomalies in our education system and protect the academic freedom. Comrades, in 2018, the president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, promised us free education. And in 2022, fees increased by 260%. However, moving forward, on the 9th of May 2022, the Zimbabwe National Students Union will hold and lead a progressive democratic mass demonstration that seeks to address the anomalies in our education sector, and that acts as a quest for the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education, Comrade Amon Muriva, to address and respond to the demands of the students. I remain Comrade Bruce Moyo. I am a student. I am an academic freedom fighter. Thank you so much.
Now, many Zimbabweans also students there explaining the challenges that they're facing within us, you know, these higher tertiary learning institutions. And they're also calling for shut down Zimbabwe, calling for people to stay at home. This is a campaign that started on the 9th, which was yesterday. According to Mr. Ben Onwube and other people that I spoke to, the campaign will be ongoing up until their cries are heard. Let us head over to my conversation with Mr. Ben Onwube to hear more about the shut down Zimbabwe campaign.
It's important to note that the life of a student has been very difficult for the past years. And every generation of Sinas leadership comes in and then they experience the same thing. They talk about school fees, but then nothing changes. So it had become a culture that, no, we're now used to students dropping out. We're now used to having a class of 200 students, but only having 80 writing an exam. We're now used to students starving. We're now used to things like that. But then we sat down and we said, no, we can't normalize the abnormal, you know. These are things that can be fixed because you can even look at the budget in which the National Treasury is offering, you know, then you see that, no, this is misplaced priorities because we don't want much. We just want to have a decent life as students in universities. So what can we do? Let's write to the ministry. So we wrote to the ministry twice. We even wrote to the parliamentary portfolio. But then to our surprise, the minister comes back and says, this is for quality education. That is why they are raising the fees. So we sat down and we looked at the situation and it kept on getting worse. So we didn't need a prophet to tell that if you don't do something, it's going to get even worse even after your term. So we felt like let's try to express ourselves because since writing, we've tried dialogue, they did not listen. Maybe if we can encourage students to express themselves. Then we said, okay, fine. From the 9th of May, students have to start expressing themselves. We are not saying they're going to beat, they're not giving them a formula, don't go and bend this building or go and beat when you know. We're saying express yourself on what has been happening to you, how whatever bad has been happening to you, just express yourself. So 9th of May is the starting date until conditions are met.
I hear you say express yourself moving forward. Mm-hmm. In what forms? How are you encouraging the youth to express themselves? Is it social media? Is it how exactly are you hoping that this will be done?
The first initiative that we did was an online Fees Must Fall campaign in which every student had to just create a small placard and take a picture then post it on social media so that people, while addressing the things that they're going through. So we had a lot of posters saying accommodation, fees, you know, rents and all those things. That was the first part. Then the second part was saying on the 9th of May, just don't attend those lectures. Just stay at home, mm-hmm. You know. On the 9th of May, that is the first. So it goes on with the way the state or the Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education reacts. So since we wrote letters first, they didn't respond. We went to the social media campaign, they didn't respond. And then we will do another action which will encourage response because that is the whole purpose of this thing. We just want them to, we understand quality education, we understand the fees hikes. But there's some things that they should also consider. Because they've got these unreasonable registration deadlines. You know, you find them that you've opened today, then after 2 weeks, they're saying this is the registration deadline, then you are done for good. So we're saying, you know, there's some of the things that they can put into consideration of saying, okay, we will just withhold your certificates or your results, but you can proceed. We'll just withhold onto this, or you can pay in installments, we'll extend the registration deadline. Because we also understand that they are also running a fractured economy, which, of course, not our fault, but they can't make everything seem like we can't finance the running of a university as students if the Ministry of Higher and Tertiary Education cannot finance the university. So 9th of May is the start, which is the stairway. And then from there, we will plan another action, which we hope will encourage response.
There has been previous campaigns that have been done that are similar to yours of the whole idea being, let's put a halt to it to make a statement. We saw previously Mr. Jacob Mafume and other politicians ran a similar campaign, the whole idea being to alert the world that, hey, there's corruption in Zimbabwe. You are highlighting that, hey, we're facing issues within the education system. Now, others are saying we're facing issues within the transport system, et cetera, et cetera, etc. However, even after this protest action happens, the issues still continue. And so, what makes you think that this time there'll be anything different?
I think usually these protests or these actions are done by politicians. That is the difference. So when something is being done by a politician, when whatever they were pushing for, or be it sort of maybe relevance, or be it registration of a certain political party, when those things get done, they are done. But this time is coming from the people themselves. So I know people will not stop until that transport system is solved, because as long as they're going to have to walk home at 8 p.m. in the evening, definitely don't have a reason to stop. As long as I'm going to have music for lunch at school, I'm definitely not going to stop, because until I see that there's a change. So we're going to keep on pushing and pushing. It's different from when it's being done by a politician, because they might turn and say it's political, but we've got the figures on the table. And then we're telling the last semester was 30,000. This time you're saying 75,000. Yet a loaf of bread costs 500. And then my rent costs $140. So how do you expect me to balance all those things? So I think it's going to work. We're not going to stop. Let me just say that. We're not going to stop until something has to break.
Now, tell me exactly what when you say something has to break, what exactly are you hoping to achieve out of all this?
We are hoping to restore the dignity of the students. We just wish that the ministry can just, the same way they come to us and encourage us to be innovative and make our own money to pay our own fees, is the same way that the ministry is supposed to go to the learning institutions and tell that you should be innovative and fund yourselves, you know, such that we meet in the middle. Because if they say they're failing to pick up an economy, then expect the students to run a learning institution of higher and tertiary education. It doesn't make sense. So there's a lot of things that can be done. You know, there's grants, you know, there's subsidizing education. Those are things that is just put into consideration. You know, if you look at the corruption cases that are happening, you find someone that 5 billion is missing, then you'll think to yourself, okay, if you just took 2 billion of that amount and then you just put it into the education sector, of course we're going to work something out. Subsidize education, you know, put grants like they used to, or put some certain mechanism and say, okay, I'm going to withhold your certificate while you learn. Those things were already, they were there. These are things that they changed in a space of a year. And then you wonder, how can you change things for the worst when you know that the economy is plunging to the worst? You could be trying to go back to how things were, because of course they're failing to go forward, but back was even better. So if they're failing to go forward, we can even appreciate going back. So those things are there on the table. They've been done before. We just need to re-implement. It's not something new that they've never done.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've heard the president speak on issues when we're talking about development, when we're talking about protest action. President Mnangagwa has acknowledged that, you know what, it is your democratic right as a citizen of Zimbabwe to protest. However, he doesn't encourage it, merely because he would prefer that you turn to dialogue. He's highlighted that there's several different government institutions there that target helping young people in your position. And so why not resort to that? Yes, you've highlighted that you've attempted. But why not continue attempting to dialogue instead of turning to this?
It should be important that Emerson himself is the chancellor of all universities. So for us to struggle so much to get his attention, yet he's the chancellor of all universities, I think it's particularly unfair to say whenever people come to you and then you close the door, then you open the other door and then you come out and say, they should have come and talked to me, but you left the other door closed behind. The figures are there on the table. The number of dropouts are there. How is that political there? He is the chancellor of all universities. He was the first person who was supposed to, without even asking, because he can easily get to us. We can't easily get to him. We can't even walk close to his office and knock the door, but he can just pick up the phone and say, someone so and so.
The hope to get his attention so that these issues can be addressed.
Yes, that is the main focus. We just hope that he can see that, you know, there's nothing political about this and address the issue. Actually, I don't know how these people advise each other, but it would have been to his advantage to try and fix these things, because we're looking at thousands and thousands of voters and he's going to election next year. So these advisors of his should sit down and think properly.
We're actually going to delve a little deeper into that, but before we head over to that, you mentioned dropout rates and figures. So our audience really would be curious about that as to how drastic is this issue for you to get to a stage whereby as an answer, you feel like let's just halt as all students and not attend college. Like, how many dropouts are we talking about? How many failure rates are we talking about? How drastic is this issue?
Okay, one thing for sure that these learning institutions will not do is to release a figure of people that deferred. But I will mention of my own institution because I'm one of the students that also deferred. Last semester, when I was supposed to write exams for my final year. I can tell you that from the first time I wrote my exams from when I was year one, we started as 280 in my faculty. But every time when we're writing exams, an average of 40, 50 are not in that exam room. Last semester itself, we went to the vice chancellor. We had something about 650 students who were not registered, who has been told to defer, about 600 to 650. And then in my own class, I can assure you about 40 students did not write final year. So you're talking about someone who has been paying rent from year one up to year four. They have been paying fees and everything. Then final year, you just wake up and say, no, we are not writing. And then this is Midland State University, one second biggest institution in Zimbabwe. What of these other ones? You know, what of these polytechnics, the teachers' colleges? So they won't disclose those figures. They won't. But from what I've seen and being the victim of this thing, because right now I actually have to repeat a semester that I'm starting, and then the fees already increased. So if we were struggling to pay that amount that I failed to pay last semester, and then I'm going back to that semester and now it's double that amount, of course, we have to double that number too of people that deferred.
Now, to move the conversation forward, you talked of elections, highlighted that 2023 is around the corner. And so I've spoken to some people who are about this entire campaign, the Shutdown Zimbabwe campaign, and one of them actually highlighted that it would be more advisable to invest this energy in educating your peers on voter education, making sure that come 2023, they use the ballots to make sure that their voices are heard. What would you say to someone who's in that position who says, instead of trying to shut down the whole nation, why not use this opportunity to educate your peers, to gather each other, to make sure that come 2023, you can all voice your concerns?
We're already doing that. Even if you see the t-shirt that I'm wearing right now, it's about my campaign. So for them to say we should have been doing that, we have done that. We're doing that. This is not another problem on its own on the other side. So we can't forsake everything else because there's 2023 elections. That one is for the politicians. We will just go there and vote. But here we're saying before elections, we can't wait for elections for them to fix the peace. They have to prove themselves now before elections such that when we are encouraging people to vote, then we tell them that so and so has done this, 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 and that. Politicians are going to push that side encouraging people to vote in this particular direction. We are going to encourage young people to vote for whoever. They're supposed to vote for someone who's going to fix the learning institution situation. That is a fact. And they are old enough and smart enough to understand who has been doing wrong and who can do better. But we will not dwell into that for now. We just need them to fix these conditions that are going through as students for now.
I'm sure there's a lot of students who really are just hoping for the best on this and are hoping for an immediate turnaround. So if this situation that you are, this protest action or this action that you're all taking on the 9th, if it does not bear results on the 10th, what then? What would you say to that young student?
I would try again on the 11th, on the 12th, 25th, 2023, 2024. Try again over and over and over again because it's not because we would have failed. No, it's because what I know, let me tell you for sure what's going to happen. They're going to deploy police. That's what they're going to do. And that's enough to stop the progress for that particular time. But the idea will live on. Someone is just going to come on and carry and take it forward. We'll try it over and over again and we'll not stop. I know someday it's going to work. You know, it took a lot of tries to make a light bulb. We are that patient.
Now, what does this protest action, because on one part, some are saying stay at home. Is there any street activity? What does it look like?
From the student perspective, we are saying students should stay at home, which is for the 9th.
Okay.
We haven't advised any student to go to the street. Okay. We are saying students should go at home. The streets that you go to are the universities because that is our street.
Mm-hmm. Then ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bafo awusihlelo okuningi ngomkankaso wenu we-shutdown Zimbabwe.
Lapha lihlangana labantwana besikolo bekhuluma betshengisela or belazisa ngobuhlungu abahlangana nabo bese kufundeni ema-university. So thina njengenhlanganiso ehlanganisa ama-students wonke afundayo, sithe thina sizovula leyo platform mhlaka-9 ukuthi batshengisele ukuthi bezwa njani ngobunzima lwabahlangana labo ezikolo, ngoba sesibona ukuthi ukuthula kusoze kuphonge kulethe umahluko. Kunini sithule, kunini sihlezi phansi. So sithi mhlaka-9 abangayi esikolo bahlale phansi. Yindlela ukuthi ngokuqala asontiyoyelanga elilodwa, ilanga lokuqala ukuthi uzothatha iminyaka emingaki, amaviki amangaki, amahola amangaki. Lokho kuzadithemayinwa ukuthi i-response yabantu labo kumele balungisele izindaba ze-fees bazabe bephendule kwanini. Bathi siqala mhlaka-9 ngabantwana besikolo abatshengiselayo ukuthi sebethwele nzima kulezi ndawo zokufunda.
Umongameli emafeni mina ngakho ikhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babe le ngxoxo ngohulumende. Ikakhulukazi ngesikhathi esinje whereby you guys njengabasakhulayo likhanya litshengisela ukuthi hhayi alithabanga ngalokhu okwenzakalayo elizweni. Like lazama na ukuba le ngxoxo nohulumende?
Akunzima ukuthi nasiphonge usondela kuye. So esikwanisa ukwenza ukubhala incwadi lakhona konke esikwenza ku-social media and sesikwenzile. But yena ngakatsho even kanye ukuthi adobhe leyo foni yakhe athi bengicela ukukhuluma lani or asikhulume bafana or wathi asenzeni sososo, hhayi uthule. Kodwa ngabe ukwafika watsho ukuthi asikhulumeni, asali ngoba siyazi ukuthi i-power ivela ngaphi, lokho siyakwazi. But yena ukuthi athi sikwisenele sokubuya kuye ofisini yakhe sibuye soqoqoda ambone lokuthi singaphenduka siphila nxa singahamba khona. But yena uyenelisa ukuthi athi sebone lokhu asibize and siyenelisa ukuhamba gladly singala problem. So like kumele abone ukuthi thina siredi.
Lifisa ukuba nempumelelo enjani lisebenzisa umkankaso lo we-shutdowns lapho?
Kulezi mhlungu eziningi ezihlupha ama-students kule ndaba ze-renter, because izikole azisenelisi ukugcina abantwana phakathi, but zilokhu zithatha kuphela zibangenisa ezikolo. So sigcina siyarenta ezindlini phandle, sesibhadala ama-rent amakhulu ukudlula even sona i-school fees sangikhona kumele sisibhadale lesi. So sifuna kuqale kukhulungisa indaba, kulungisa indaba le yama-renters, ngoba la indaba yama-renters izinto ezi-under of ministry ye-housing iyakwanisa ukupheka ukuthi nxa lihlala gcina abantwana bethu gcina ni-rent housing la. Sibuye kwindaba enzefees. Yebo siya-understand ilizwe lifile, angeke sithi nabehlise i-school fees kuze kufike leli nani lapho eliphansi. Asithi noma kusala abafake ezinye iindlela zokuthi senelise ukubhadala ngesikhathi esenelayo, ngoba le imali abayidingayo uholo lwabazali bethu alufiki ihafu yana le imali abayidingayo. Okusho ukuthi bona nxa becabanga kuhle kuhle kumele bathi ukuthi alright, khupha engaka ngenyanga ezingaka wenelise ukuthi nxa usubhala ubusubhadela. Kumbe bathi hayi, thina sisabamba ama-results akho, wena uzacina ukubhadala imali yethu nxa usufuna uthathe i-certificate. But bona bayakutshokuthi uthi uvule namuhla ngemva kwamaviki amabili bathi awukakhuphi le imali esiyifunayo, so wena sokumele uphinde. Sibona ngani lokho akulunganga given ukuthi yibo abanikazi belizwe and bayakwazi ilizwe abalibusayo lini njani.
Njengoba umkankaso lo uqala mhlaka-9, mhlaka-10 ke bakhona abanye abontanga ababuza ikakhulukazi ku-social media, bayabuza besithi okay, yebo siyatshengisela mhlaka-9, mhlaka-10 ke if there's no desired result bona kumele bayenze.
I think sokufika isikhathi sokuthi abantwana bazwisise ukuthi into le esiyenzayo asiyenzeli omunye umntwana, uyazenzela wena wedwa lawe as a student. Because noma ukwanisele ukubhadala, I assure you kusiyadlula amasemester lawa abuyayo agcina ungasakwanisi. So thina sithi umhlaka-9 ngokuqala, lawe as a student ungabona kungalungiswanga leyo ndaba from mhlaka-9, ungabuyeli eklasini until kuze kulungiswe, ngoba the moment uyeli yakhwela futhi and ukhangele ukungabi feba khona, wena ungahamba omunye engahambanga. Sithi umele abanye, wena usuhamba uyofunda. Mhla kusehlula wena ukuthi ufunde, ubona ngani ngubani ozabuya futhi azokuncedisa wena sokungumokhalayo? Ngoba ukukhwela azakhwela, akula muntu olungisayo phela besihlala khona lapha. So akhwela le number le esikhuluma, akhwela. So ama-students kumele understand ukuthi no one is coming ukuzosinceda, kumele sizincede thina. And i-platform sesiyifakile nathi, kasingabuyeli emuva until njobe sithi u-Chancellor of Universities athi sihlale phansi sikhulu.
Isikhathi sesedliwe ngumangoye Benon, bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi akho okugcina.
Ngithi mina ilizwe lakhiwa ngabatsha. Ende thina abatsha kumele silungise kusasa lethu khathesi. Singavumeli ukuthi kusasa lethu livinjwe ngabantu abavele sebekhulile bona kudala abasebesemaphethelweni empilweni zabo. Kuqakathekile ukuthi siprotecte impilo zethu khathesi ngokumeka sure ukuthi siyaqedisela ekuqeqetsheni zethu. Ukwenzela ukuthi sifenelise ukusebenza phambili. Ngoba singayekela ukulungisa khona abantwana bethu bazakhala khona esikhala ngakho khathesi. And siyabe siyi-disappointment yabazali in generations to come. Siyachaza sithi udaba olunjalo ebantwaneni bethu.
Okay. Just a summary, Pachilimbu Nation. Ndandikumbura kuti mudze vanhu zvizere nezvechongwa chenyu motiudzawo kuti chikasashanda muswanai modi muswachenyu.
Ichi chirongwa ichi ndechemastudents ari kutoratidzira kuti tiri kutambura kumainstitutions kwatiri kubva ende tanyanya kunyarara izvezvi taakuvaudza kuti ai vabereki vabereki negavhumendi taneta saka apa taakutoti musi wa9 taakukuudzai kuti taneta tatambura saka musi wa9 ndeyekutanga zviri kuenderera mberi because zvinongomira kana taakutodzoka kuzokuudzai kuti aiwa izvezvi zvaita kana tisati tadzoka even mukaona tanyarara for 2 months 3 months tazongomuka futi pamberi taakudzoka futi taakutoti aiwa tichiri kutambura saka ndezvekutanga izvi musi wa9 zviri kuenderera mberi zvinogona kutora makore but zviri kuenderera mberi problem ndeyekuti tinongodawo kuti kana tichidzidzawo togona kuraramawo life iri normal hazvirevi kuti ngandaenda kuyunivhesiti ndaakutoita training yekuita musodzo aiwa ndiri kutoita training yekuti ndigone kurarama life yanguwo ndadzidza ndikatotambura nisi ndichiri kudzidza ndotambura ndapedza kudzidza ndichishaya kwekushanda chikoro zvacho ngazvitovharawo tongoitawo masupemaketi because kana tisingagoni kumabhadhara kamayunivhesitis acho anga angobvara anenge akushandei
nerurimi rwamai vashona ndandikumbira kuti mupete huri kuredu muchikanda mashoko enyu kupedzisira kune vateereri
Vadzidzi nevabereki ngavachiziva kuti uyu ndiwo mukana wekuti vamire nemastudents even ivo ivo vanogona kubhadhara ngavachinzwisisa kuti mari idzi dziri kuenderera mberi saka kana vagona kubhadhara nhasi mangwana vachatadza vakatadza kumira nevamwe nhasi kana zvakuvanetsa ivo mangwana vachauya sei kuzokumbira rubatsiro kune avo vavakasiya pavaikumbira rubatsiro saka iyi ndo nguva yekuti Zimbabwe yese kozi mchopana kuziva chacho kuti even vetransport vacho ndo vanotransporta mastudents kuvaendesa kuchikoro manesi acho ndo vabereki vevana maticha acho ndo vabereki vevana maticha acho ndo vanotambira mari iri kukumbirwa kumayunivhesiti kuti vadzidzise vana saka uyu ndiwo mukana wekuti vambotaura hazvina politics mukati hazvina neusonzamisa mukati kana kuti munhu angagwa mukati zviringori zvekuti mari iyi yamuri kutambidza vabereki vedu kuti vadzidzise kuchikoro idiki iyezve tikumbirwe kuti mumbogadzirisa
Wa muri Zimbabwe manga muchizwa kuna kubva kuna vabveno nube ndiye kamuchungamiriri wesangano reZimbabwe National Students Union kana kuti ZINASU vanga vachinyatsotsanangura mazvinzwira kava vachitsanangura nerurimi rwamai etsasisa ngembela ngolimi lwesindebele explaining there in English all three languages explaining more about the shutdown Zimbabwe campaign and the challenges that they're facing as Zimbabwean youth. And according to Mr. Ngube, they are urging all students within higher and tertiary learning institutions, they're saying stay at home until government heeds their call and government is willing to talk to them about how their challenges can be addressed. But now, as I mentioned earlier on, this protest action is not just only being done by students within the higher tertiary learning institutions, but it's also being done by teachers, also being done by nurses organizations, and also being done by everyday people. Now, to hear more about this, I reached out to Tunyasha Bwazemba, who is a youth rights activist based in Wundutu, there. I reached out to him on a Monday via telephone to hear his thoughts on shutdown Zimbabwe. Mr. Bwazemba stands in solidarity with the youth. So I looked to him to hear more about why the ordinary Zimbabwean would want to partake in such a program. So let's hear more from Mr. Bwazemba.
We are shutting down the country. We are tired with what the government of Zimbabwe is doing to the Zimbabwean people. Transport system, the Zupo monopoly has failed. So we are tired, and the nurses also are tired. The teachers are tired. The police, the soldiers are all tired. So that's why we are saying we are shutting down the country. We are saying If Zimbabwe should not go to work, should not go anywhere, they should remain back home and stay back at home. If there's a need for people to be demonstrating on the streets, we will be there on the streets and we will be there on the ground.
Mr. Kwazemba, we hear you there. You know, our audience is a little more curious on that. They need a little more information. So with that in mind, could you just give us a little more additional information on the reasons behind this campaign?
Okay, the reason for the shutdown is it started with the Zenasu, with the students from the university, UZ and MSU and the other universities. The fees is now too much because you can't be saying you are, your parents are civil servants that are earning almost 30,000 RTGs or 20,000 RTGs, and then you up the university fees to 40 to 64,000, up to 1 million RTGs, and then you expect them to pay that money. Nurses, at the same time, they are also crying. They cannot sustain their livelihood. Because now if you go to the shops to buy just a 10 kg of mealie, it's close up to almost 6,000 or 7,000 RTGS. So you can't, if you're a normal person, you can't sit down and just say everything will be well, at least you're seeing the prices going up on a daily basis. Corruption is at its high peak. Transport, now I'm talking about transport that I'm on the ground. You go by 6th Avenue in Bulawayo. People are boarding, they're going home as up to 12 or 11 in the night waiting for transport.
Now, Mr. Kwazemba, President Emmerson Mnangagwa has addressed the whole discussion of protesting on several times throughout his time as president. Now, he's talked about protests and he says, you know what? Yes, he acknowledges that it's every Zimbabwean's right. It is every Zimbabwean's democratic right to protest. But he does encourage, though, that instead of quickly turning to protests, it is important that one explores all options. And amongst those options would be dialogue with the government options that are there, the different departments, the ministries and the local governments that are there, to see whether or not government can address that problem before turning to protests. Why is that something that's not being explored right now?
I think now the time to negotiate, the time is lapsed. We have tried to negotiate. The nurses have tried. The teachers have tried. Anyone has tried. We have tried. The teachers, how many years the teachers have been trying to negotiate with them? How many years the nurses have been trying to negotiate with them? Nurses were bashed in Harare when they tried to negotiate for their case. So at the end of the day, it's just pointless to sit down and say, we're having a dialogue.
Now, there's a lot of apolitical citizens who don't support, who aren't really people who do politics. They're just citizens who want to get by day by day. They agree with the ethos of the whole shutdown Zimbabwe campaign, saying that, you know what, they face so many challenges in the country and they really would like government to address them as soon as possible. However, one person really asked one specific question, which was, yes, the shutdown Zimbabwe campaign happened on Monday and a lot of people stayed at home. However, what happens come Tuesday? What happens come Wednesday if government doesn't heed the calls of the campaign? Could you kindly respond to that?
As for the youth of the nation of Zimbabwe, we are tired with what is happening in this country. The youths are tired because at the end of the day, we are in the receiving end. The youth in Zimbabwe, they don't know what is a job. They don't know what is a paid slip. Some of them, they don't even know what is an ATM machine. They don't know all those things. So we are saying as the youth, let us shut down this country. We are tired of what they are doing. Enough is enough, because the youth now, we are the backbone of this country. No job creation, there's nothing that you can talk about and say the youth are benefiting this country. We as the youth, we are now taking our things into our own hands and dealing with this once and for all. Even Joshua Nkomo himself said it and said the youths are going to free this country. And that is what we are aiming to do, to free this country on with this shutdown. We are not going to stop with this shutdown.
Now, Mr. Kwazemba, the Shutdown Zimbabwe campaign is not the first protest action that citizens have taken against government, trying to get government's attention to address several different challenges. And there's a lot of young people who are watching this and feel as though this is just a repetition of history, whereby citizens go out, protest action happens, people express their dissatisfaction, but the issue is not addressed. So some feel as though this might just be another exercise that we're doing. But you know, it's not heeding the calls that, that people are making. So what would you say to a young person who's watching this and feels that way? He feels as though, this could just be repetition of history.
Now we are saying, we should not give up as the youth. We know we have been calling for shutdown for a very long time. And some of them, they fail. Some of them, we end up getting arrested. But this time we are saying, let us all stay at home. We are saying no to looting, but let us all remain home so that we show the government that we are tired. All these youth, we should stand up now and claim this country and want a new government that is going to offer opportunities to the youth of Zimbabwe. Because it's pointless to say as a young person, I won't get involved in this shutdown. But at the end of the day, you are not working. There's nothing that you are doing. So it's high time we take this thing up and say we are shutting down Zimbabwe and we unite and fight for one cause for this shutdown to be a success.
Now, in that spirit, Mr. Kwazemba, there are some experts who really are advocates for peace. They feel as though the 2023 general elections are around the corner. And they argue, well, it's great that you guys really have shown that you are dissatisfied with what's happening in the country. However, instead of doing that, why not invest that energy into bringing youth together to ensure that come 2023, the general elections are around the corner. People can go out in their numbers to vote to ensure that they actually have the government that they want to govern them and that will address their issues. So what would you say to an expert who is of that opinion, who's saying that instead of investing more time into shutdown campaigns such as this one, I invest more time into ensuring that people register to vote and people vote next year?
We know what we are going for in 2023. We will vote. We have ran this register to vote hashtag, and we have ran this voter registration blitz. But we know that where we are going to 2023 is not going to be an easy road. But we are saying now, when it comes to 2023, let us all go and vote in high numbers. When we vote, make sure you don't leave the polling station. We are going to guard our vote. We are going to make sure we are going to count the votes. We will be there protecting our vote.
All right, Mr. Kwazemba, let me hold you there on the line for a second. Thank you so much for your input. Let me just hold you there. Let me translate for our Shona audience our entire conversation. And then when I come back to you, we'll wrap up our conversation. Honguka hamane shamwari kune munhu wesari pano pachongwa chedu chechidiki muine ni Mike Wove tinotenda zvikurusa pari zvino tikuita hurukuro navanyasha Kwazemba wechidiki anogara kuBulawayo kwaanorwira kodzero dzevechidiki tikuzeya nyaya yezvechirongwa cheshut down Zimbabwe campaign icho chakarongwa nevechidiki vesangano reZinasu Zimbabwe National Students Union apo vari kuchema nenyaya yekuti hanzi school fees dzavo aiwa vabereki vavo vari kuti havachakwanisi kudzibhadhara nekuti yakwidzwa zvakati wandei asi vari kuchema zvakare vachiti vabereki vavo vari kuti havasi kukwanisa kubhadhara school fees nepamusana pekuti mari yavari kutambira ishoma chirongwa chavo chekuratidzira vamire pamwe chete nemasangano anomirira varairidzi mateachers association akafanana nana ACHUS zvekare vamire pamwe chete namasangano akamirira manesis munyika saka pari zvino tikumboisa hurukuro navaKwazemba wechidiki anorwira kodzero dzevanhu ari kuti aiwa naye amire pamwe chete nechirongwa cheshutdown Zimbabwe nekuti haasi kufara nemabatsirwo ari kuita vechidiki munyika hanzi vechidiki mabasa nanhasi kune vakati wandei vatosvitsa makore 40 vatodarika kazera ratinoti munhu wechidiki hanzi nanhasi havasi kutoziva kuti paycheck yakaita sei hanzi nanhasi kune vanhu vakati wandei vanotosvika kumaATM vasingazivi kuti ATM inoshanda sei nepamusana vakatodarika 40 years vasina kana basa vachitambira mari vakwazemba vati vamire pamwe chete nevadzidzi ava vari pasipesangano rezinaso vari kuti abodo havasi kuenda kuchikoro kusvika hurumende yagadzirisa matambudziko avo. Ndambovabvunza vakwazemba ndikati instead of kubuda neuwandu hwenyu muchindoratidzira madii kumboedza kukurukura nehurumende, vakwazemba vati aiwa mukoma Mike Patova nemakore akati wandei varairidzi pamwe chete manesi pamwe chete nevadzidzi vachiedza kukurukura nehurumende asi zvisingabudirire, vachingovimbiswa vachingovimbiswa, asi nanhasi hapana chati chabuda pane hurukuro dzavati vaita nehurumende. Saka vari kuti aiwa the only way yekuti hurumende vachiona kuti aiwa vanhu ava vari serious nyaya dzavo ngadzigadzirise nekukasika hanzi shutdown Zimbabwe campaign. Nhasi musi wechipiri chirongwa ichi chakaitwa neZuro. Ndipo pachakatanga vadzidzi mambodzo vahurukuro yataita navabeno nube vesangano rezinaso hanzi aiwa chirongwa chiri kuendera mberi, vagwazemba nawo vari kuti chirongwa chiri kuendera mberi. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatinayo pano pachirongwa chedu chive chidiki murezimbabwe chiri kuzeya nyaya yezvechirongwa cheshutdown Zimbabwe. Vadzidzi vari kuchema, vechidiki vari kuchema, varairidzi vari kuchema, manesi vana mukoti nawo vari kuchema. Imuri kuzvionawo sei? Nyorai maonero enyu mucomment section papeji redu reVOA Shona paFacebook. Nomuzana Kwazemba, hoti nguye kuwe usakonetsa mwana ngiti pako udaba esilalo kuhlelo uluzwile asithinteni udaba lolo ngolimi lukamama ngamafishane. Bengicela ukuthi uchazisele uzulu okuningi ngomkankaso we-shutdown Zimbabwe.
Umkankaso lo we-shutdown Zimbabwe ngumkankaso oyenzakale after sokubonakale ukuthi uhulumende wethu usuyehlulekile ukunceda umphakathi weZimbabwe. Sebehlulekile ukunika amanesi imali ethengayo, sebehlulekile ukunika amapholisa lamatitha imali ethengayo, sebehlulekile konke lokhu. Kathesi sesikhuluma sikhanyela ludubu lwezogo, akula michova, abantu bahamba nzima emsebenzini, kodwa yini government ibhala izimota amakhumbi ukuthi angene achove bayawabhala. So that's why we've called, sesibizele ukuthi no sokwanele sesidingiwe ngalokhu, kungangcono sivale ilizwe abantu bakankase, sivale si-exercise i-right yethu yokuthi si-demonstrate, ngoba le uhulumende wethu usevele wehluleka, sesithengisele ukuthi vele seyehlulekile yonke into ukuyenza. Lama-students ama-university bayakhala, ama-fees angkhona aqansa njalo nje njalo nje njalo nje, abanye abazali ngama-civil servants abakwanisi ukuthi babhadale leyo mali efunwa ngama-university. Abantu abahlale phansi bengayi emsebenzini bengayi ndawo ukuze uhulumende azaqale ahlangane lathi agcwalise lezo zithembiso azenzayo, njalo anike abantu imali ethengayo, ama-fees ama-university nezikolo ayehliswe.
Mnumzana Kwazemba, uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena uthi ukhuthaza ukuthi uZulu azame ukwenza ingxoxo nohulumende, kukhulumiswane ukuthi yena uhulumende engalusinisisa njani inhlupho zikaZulu, hathi ukugijimela ukuyothengisela. Wena ukubona njani lokho?
Uhulumende kaMnangagwa sesizamile ukuthi sihlale laye phansi sikhulumisane laye. Ungakhanyela iminyaka edlulileyo amatitsha I think sebehlalisane nohulumende kaMnangagwa more than 10 or 15 times. Amanesi last time bazama ukuthi bahlale phansi bakhulumisane lohulumende kaMnangagwa, kodwa amanesi agcina esengahlukunyezwayo, sebechaya, sebegijinyiswa, babuthwa abanye. Sokwehlule ukuthi sizame ukuthi sihlale phansi lohulumende kaMnangagwa sikhulumisane laye. Sokwehlule ukuthi sifike ukuthi sikhulumisane niko, sesithi hayi sesisokwehlule ukuthi sikhulumisane, kungangcono si-exercise i-right yethu okubhale ku-constitutionalism ukuthi hayi sile right yokuthi singene emgaqweni sikankase, sokuthi sihlale ezidlini zethu singaphatheki ku-anything eyenzakala kuleli lizwe until beze bebone ukuthi for sure abantu sebethi kuyafanana wabiza abantu wathi amaphathi sibe sizohlala phansi kwinto abayibumbayo okuthiwa yi-Poland. asingeke thina sihambise ehlala kuPoland entweni egcwele amaphuphethi awezalo PF. Asingeke sehlala khona ngale ngoba at the end of the day the same ilukuzeleyo iPoland bathengele izimoto, akula tshintsho asebelwenzile. Lokho bahlala phansi beyiPoland akula into asebeyenzile. EZimbabwe noma ngaze bezame ukuhlala phansi njalo nohulumeni bathi bayenza into, into yankuna yonke kayiphumeleli. Mangaki amathenda, mangaki ama-promises ehlalelwa phansi yihulumende kazalo PF, akula nto eyi-one eseke yaphumelela. Wahlala phansi uhlezi labantu be-Coca-Cola bamnika amele billion lanamuhla kwaphelela endleleni. Kwathiwa imashasha emashaba kuzavula imayini iqatha abantu lanamhlanje ayikavulwa. Ekhwekhwe kwathiwa ukuthi okwazavula enye imayini ezaqhatha abantu lanamhla. Akula nto esiyenzwe yihulumenti esike yaphumelela. Njalo yikho sithi ukuhlala laye phansi akusancedi, kungangcono sithengisile siyenze leyo shutdown ukuze babone ukuthi sesizamile konke kunalokhu kuzama ukukhulumisana labo sekwehluka.
Njengosakhulayo kuyini okwenza ukuthi ukuqakathekise ukuphatheka kulo mkhankaso?
Okay, okungenza mina njengosakhulayo ngiphatheke kulowo mkhankaso ikuthi sengibonile ukuthi intsha yethu eningi abakaze abasebenze, abakaze bahole yona i-payslip kabayazi ukuthi imali ibanjwa ithathwa njani kwi-ATM. Abanye bakwazi ngokuthi babe bethunywa ngabazali bathi bona abantu intsha ayikaze ikuthole khona lokho. Abanye sebeze begwalisa 30 to 40, abanye sebeze begwalisa 29 years abakaze basebenze. So ukutshona sisithi sekele ukuphatheka kulowo mkankaso kuyasipisela emuva njengentsha. Sokugcwele abantu nje kuphela amantsha yonke ibhema ama-drugs. So at the end of the day kungangcono sitshengisele njengentsha siphatheke kule shutdown ukuze uhulumende wethu abone ukuthi abantu abasha sebe.
Hayi Mnumzana Kwazemba, thank you so much, we heard you there. As we wrap up here, there is going to post a lot of post your last sentiments to our audience.
On 2023, I also encourage the youth to go and exercise their rights and vote. Who they want to vote, what's the new government that they want. So 2023 is going to be a game changer. We are all going to go out in large numbers and protect our votes. We are not only going to vote, we are going to vote and make sure we sleep at the polling station to guide our votes. 2023, I'm encouraging all the youths to go and register to vote in high numbers so that 2023 we go out as the world of Zimbabwe, as the young person of Zimbabwe, to vote for change.
Chironga ichiche shutdown Zimbabwe. Nepamusana pekuzanzi vechidiki munyika arikusangana nematambudziko akati wandei munyika epari zvino anosanganisira kushaikwa kwemabasa, anosanganisira nyaya dzetransport. Hongu hurumende yakati yakazvitadzirisa nekupasika vamunangagwa vakati aiwa hanzi munyika hamuchangoshanda mazuko chete. Asi vaZimbabwe varikuti aiwa ivo havana kufara before danwe rakatorwa nehurumende. Saka vazeya iyoyo but haisiri ingoriyo nyaya chete yavazeya nyaya yetransport. Vazeya zvekare sezvandataurawo, vazeya nyaya yetransport, vakazeya nyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa, vakazeya nyaya yekusimudzirwa kwechidiki. VaZimbabwe ndambovabvunzawo ndikati hongu tikuonaka kuti 2023 sarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiriri wenyika mutsva dzaatosvika muna 2023, nyika yose ichange ichivhota, munhu wese achivhotera maMP, makansela pamwe chete napurezidendi wavo wavanoda. Saka ndavabvunza ndikati vaZimbabwe, tinonzwawoka dzimwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vachikurudzira vanhu vachiti instead of kuinvesta energy yenyu muchirongwa ichi cheshutdown madii kuronga vechidiki maona kuti muna 2023 nguva yesarudzo vechidiki vazhinji vanobuda vachindoratidza ka kuti havasi kufara nemabatiro ari kuita nyika, movhota muchivhotera hurumende yamoda. VaZimbabwe vati aiwa hongu vari kuendera mberi nechirongwa ichi, vari kudzidzisa vanhu nezvesarudzo dzemuna 2023. Asi sezvambotaurwawo navaBenon Mube pari zvino zvichemo zvevanhu zvichiri kuendera mberi sevari kuti vatange vachiratidzira kusvikira hurumende yagadzirisa zvichemo zvavo. So that was my conversation there with Mr. Nyasha Gwazemba, a youth rights activist based in Bonchuchuziatunga, Zimbabwe. But now, Muri Zimbabwe, as you heard there in that conversation that I had with Mr. Beno Mube, the president of SINASO, and also Mr. Nyasha Gwazemba, there was a discussion about voter education and youth partaking in the 2023 elections. Now, yesterday on Monday, youth members of several different political affiliations, ZANU-PF, the CCC, those are the main speakers at this organization, at this conference organized by the 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation. The focus of this conference was so that young people can come together and talk about the 2023 elections, ensuring that the 2023 elections are a success and, most importantly, peaceful. So let us hear from some of the youth who were speaking at this conference. Amongst them is Mr. Wombera-Ishe Nende, who is a member of the CCC. So let's head over to that clip of Mr. Nende.
The issue whereby we have our candidates for council who have been arraigned before the courts on allegations of electoral, of breaking electoral law with regards to registration of people at specific households. And this we see it as persecution by prosecution as a targeted way of attacking our elected officials within a CCC. So maybe he misconstrued me. I do understand that pastors have got the mandate to even sign affidavits. We have the commissioners of oath, they are signing affidavits. The members of parliament are signing those affidavits. In that regard, I agree with them. But the issue was on whereby it is now systematic that people that are under CCC as councillors and MPs are being arraigned before courts for having signed.
Now, as we wrap up tonight's discussion with Zimbabwe, we also have a clip from Honorable Vincent Changirai, who is a member of parliament, and he's also the son of the late Dr. Morgan Richard Changirai, Zimbabwe's former prime minister. So let's head over to Mr. Changirai to hear his thoughts on this this campaign being led by 4-H Zimbabwe.
So I think we just need more programs to help us get back together or find a common ground to work towards. My comrades, I think all of us understand that Zimbabwe, the youth comprise the population of about 70%. So it is a majority, but if we look at my policies, the country as it stands right now, there's nothing benefiting the youth. Why do I say this? My youth choose to sweat where we don't have jobs right now. Anditika. Doesn't matter whether you're ZANU-PF, it doesn't matter whether you're CCC, whether you're MDC. My youth just is Nabas as it currently stands. So right now, I think through the Youth Caucus, these are issues that we should be pushing forward. Upon ground, we go to and yes. But can I tap into a room like this? Let's find common ground to help us bridge the gap here with Kamunigamuno for young people and Jessica.
The program that we conducted today was a very progressive program. The MDC team were very happy because I think Tigasema youth, Tigasema space across the political divide, Tinege Tichisanga and Tichitaura, I think it's not real, but not sure of my election. We have a common understanding. My leaders are not very pema demonstrations, Tichikanda Matombo, at Chad, it's a good amount of positions. Ekuti tinenge tichiinfluence all the politics zvedu zvenyika tiri kufambasa. So as young people, we are very happy that we've met like this. I think it's a very good program moving forward for the country. There's no doubt that there is apathy amongst youth. But for ZEC to say kuti tisu sema political parties through konzeresa apathy yacho, I think it's very wrong for ZEC to say that. We have an example that was spoken about in here by one of our members that said we have the situation in Chegutu, for example. When young people are seeing issues like that happening, it will cause them to be apathetic because they will then say, it's not elect our Vedu, but then ZEC also Tisra Umemono. So I think for ZEC to say that is very irresponsible for them. I think sema interested parties, we must come together and try and shape what is ZEC actually a true Buddha, say referee. You know, Fana Kubuda in my policies, Akadai, for us to feel what is ZEC as a referee is impartial.
My time is up here, Muri Zimbabwe. Once again, Tando Bonga Wonku Mundu Obe Lati Bushelo Lefutaba Sakulayo. If you're looking to chat with me, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mike Obe _. I repeat, at Mike Obe _. That is my Twitter and Instagram username. So if you're looking to be part of the show, head over to Twitter and Instagram and you can find me there. But then we're going to have a chat with Zimbabwe Moshe, Askibanen Bushelo Lefutaba Sakulayo, Pane Pane Fingiro Studio 7, same time, same place. Next week, Oliver Lisayo, Yen Jabulu, Ikamango Maikowe, Swakazamushe, Zim Papamushe, bye bye!